Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is something that came up yesterday, and it was kind of thrown out there. I just got to be a little candid, a little bit more open about who we are and what it is that we do, because there's a lot about us, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Bradley Dean and family, concerning the ministry that people just don't know. And we'll just kind of let it bleed out little by little. As a matter of fact, in the up and coming weeks, we're going to have Val Garay with us. He is a former veteran, as does he have 99 gold records on his wall. And everything about Val, I'll say name of an artist, he's probably the one that was a part of it, from Queensryche to that of Dolly Parton, to that of Kim Carnes, to that of James Taylor, from the 70s all the way to where we're at. I mean, this guy's got a gold record everywhere for the work that he's done. But he was also a Vietnam vet, and we're gonna have him on the radio show with us. He's a friend of ours. He's been a friend of ours for 3 years now. He's done a couple albums for my wife. We'll get more into that as we roll out in the up-and-coming days when we have Val on the radio. I just wanted to let you know, friends, that what we're going to be talking about today is just another, well, it's pulling the curtain back a little bit more as to who we are on a personal level, and it's stuff that we don't always want to show people because we don't want to try to play the rock stars or draw attention to ourselves. That's not what this is about at all. What this is about is preserving this country. What this is about is in the natural, in the spiritual, that Christ might be glorified in all that we're called to do on this earth, that his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. But I want you to go ahead and check this out on social media platforms. Five Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool. And it's interesting, they put me and Tim Tebow up. What's also very interesting, friends, is I actually won. And Tim Tebow, I believe, was third. Where are you at, Timmy? Tim's in there somewhere. But it's interesting that they were, yep, number three. I got number one. He got number three. And, of course, it was meant to be a slam on all of us for making fundamentalism look cool. Now, there's going to be more said about that. But what I do want to say is the gospel that Tim Tebow preaches is much different than the one I'm preaching. And I just want to kind of make a comparison so you can understand scripturally as to what I'm talking about. It seems like there's a lot of metaphysics involved with the message that I'm seeing from Tim, and I'm not by any means capping on Tim, but he may need to go back and read scripture for himself rather than just taking it from the guy that's preaching from the pulpit, regardless if he's called of God or not, because I see a lot of modern gospel going on with Tim Tebow here. But with that said, friends, we're going to get to that in just a moment. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. As well, subscribe to that page. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Go to the top left side of that page. And I'm just giving you the heads up now. We're going to stick to the topic after this first segment. I want to show you and share a couple things with you. And then what we're going to do is we're going to stick to that main topic concerning Tim Tebow, myself, and the gospel. gospel message for the next three segments after or following the first segment here. But with that said, friends, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I just want to give you a real quick heads up. People are asking about our schedule. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out Bradley's schedule. I have up on social media platforms even now, For the Love of God and Country, hosted by the North Iowa Patriots. This is going to be February 19th at 5 to 9 p.m. There's going to be several speakers there. I'm the keynote speaker once again. My friend Keith Haskell will be emceeing that event. And there's guys, the guy's great at what he does. Let's put it that way. He should be one of the main speakers. That's how good Keith Haskell is. But with that said, friends, the last one that we did concerning For the Love of God and Country in Albert Lea, Minnesota, was completely sold out. And I didn't know that they were selling tickets, just like I didn't know that they were selling tickets for this one. But we do want to let you know, the last one sold out, and it was sold out to the point where people were turned away. This particular event that's going to be hosted by the North Iowa Patriots there in Clear Lake, Iowa, there's going to be 400 tickets available. And I can tell you right now, now's a good time to get them, because they will sell. They just go really quick at these events. These people are making a difference, and I'm just honored to be a part of it. That is coming up February 19th, 2022. If you want to check out our schedule, please go over there. Don't always have time to go through this, but go to Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley's schedule. Okay, so let's get to this really quick. I want to show you this because, again, I'm just showing you what I know to be true, and I'm just bringing forth the fruit as it falls into my lap. And what happens here, friends, is, again, people need to understand the reason that we're seeing all these forced measure compliance that they're looking for. They're trying to force compliance illegally. Let me say it again. Illegally, they're trying to force compliance. And what they're doing is they're trying to force compliance because the people are not going along with the agenda. They lost the narrative 3 months into it. I can prove it. I've proven it 100 times. They're trying to tell you that the majority of the people in the United States of America, for example, are vaccinated. I can prove it, friends. It's not true. The opposite is true. When they tell you that 70% or 80% of the people have been vaccinated, as they call it, I can tell you right now, through the history and by the history of these propagandists, Ephesians 4:14, Jeremiah 11:9, the opposite is true, Isaiah 5:20, because they continuously prove it over and over again. When they say it, look the other direction, because that's the truth of the matter. Well, they're doing the same thing over in the UK. Matter of fact, the UK government on social media platforms right now just reported, friends, and admits that there are 23.5 million people in England who have not had a single dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. They have not received one dose of what they call the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay? But what are they selling to the rest of the world? Oh, everybody, 90% of the people in the UK are completely vaccinated. Nope, it's not true. I can tell you this, friends. The people in the UK, in high numbers, on a weekly, daily basis, are defying government concerning their tyranny and their acts of tyranny and their unconstitutional edicts in those prospective countries against those people. The people are defying them. They're defying them. And again, here it comes, friends. The opposite is true. They tell the world 90% are vaccinated when, in fact, 23.5 million of the people there have said no to the said vaccinations. You got to ask yourself what the population may be in the UK, because it's got to be pretty close to these numbers, which means easily a majority of the people have said no to these forced vaccines that they're trying to mandate illegally. It's either you defy the tyrants or they rule the roost. You call it, friends, because it's up to you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Here we go, friends. This was posted yesterday by Tim Tebow. Again, I want people to keep in mind I'm not beating up on Tim Tebow. If I'm doing anything, I'm correcting. I'm instructing in righteousness. If you read 2 Timothy 3:16, we can see that all of the doctrine that's been bestowed upon us by the Holy Ghost has been given and inspired by the God of Israel, okay, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he said that all scriptures inspired. Okay, by and unto doctrine. For what? Reproof, correction, for instructions in righteousness. So that's the direction I'm going with this. Don't want to beat up on the kid. He probably just doesn't know. But here's the point. Tim Tebow just posted this. This was said to be posted by Tim Tebow this morning. I went over to his website, and I could see that there's a lot of similarities, and I trust the source that sent it, okay? But Tim Tebow just posted that the government might be preparing us for a cashless society. Of course they are. Folks, every act of tyranny, they always try to propose the same thing in one fashion or another. History teaches us that. But it also teaches us that they have failed over and over and over again. Okay? But he said, Tim Tebow did, but it was predicted by the Bible. Okay? Already designed, he said. If put into place, this means that our time is getting closer. I'm not worried about what's going to happen, but just looking up and getting ready. He said, well, the devil is preparing the people for the Antichrist. God is preparing the people for the rapture. Did you hear that? He's preparing people for the rapture. This is called eschatology, okay? I have over and over for the last 17 years, I was on Salem Communication for 13 years, and we had some people over there that were end-timers. They were gloom and doomers. Folks, I'm just here to tell you this. It's not scriptural, okay? It's not scriptural. I'm going to keep going on, and then I'll take this in stride in just a moment. He said, I don't know when the rapture will take place, but I do believe it could be soon. Yep. We've been hearing this for how many years? I also believe that this is the time that God is giving us to repent. Repent for what, Tim? Okay? For our sins. I could ask Tim. I could ask somebody that is filled with the modern gospel, which is not the gospel. It's another gospel. Read Galatians 1, the whole chapter. And I could ask him the question what sin is, and he probably couldn't tell me. By the way, if you want to jump in at any time, please do. Pro or con. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Reading a post from Tim Tebow this morning, okay? We need to get the gospel message out. Until the good Lord calls me away from this world to go home, I want to make it clear that I believe in Jesus Christ as the true Lord and Savior. Well, keep in mind, Jesus said that if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. That is the issue that we're having today, and I'll get to more of that in just a moment as well. I believe that he died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins and that he rose from the dead on the third day. He loves us dearly, far more than we deserve, and forgives our sins when we repent. Okay? His word says in John 3:16, whosoever believeth in me should not perish but have everlasting life. This is a post by Tim Tebow. Then it goes on, the Bible also says in Matthew 10:33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him also I will deny before my Father which art in heaven. This is what he posted. And then he said, if the Holy Spirit moves you and you're not ashamed, just copy and make this as your status update. Can I get an amen for a believer in the Father? Okay? This is what he said. Now, I just want to say this really quick. What bothers me about men that are in sports, okay? What bothers me about them, it seems like that there's this reoccurring theme of this modern gospel, okay? You know, adding a little Jesus to your life rather than you denying yourself and taking up the cross and following him. You know, a little of Jesus in your life in the sense of, you know what, I'll reach out to people, but what I'm going to do for a couple of years is I'm going to befriend them to Jesus first and foremost. Folks, do you get what I'm saying? They negate Scripture with their carnal mind, which is at enmity with God. And what they do is they create a Jesus that fits their lifestyle rather than you falling into the plan of Jesus Christ and being filled with the Holy Ghost and to be led, Romans 8:14, to the warfare to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Acts 14:22 tells us that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. They know nothing of this. And the problems that they have, friends, are nil to biblical patriarchs and the problems and issues that they had to deal with. As a matter of fact, 11 of the 12 apostles were all martyred, as was Jesus Christ. And the only one that got out of that was John at Patmos, who succeeded in outliving being thrown in a cauldron of oil, believe it or not. So with me, friends, stick to the topic in the sense of let's hold the Scripture, because if we hold the Scripture, we're not going to fail. Okay? The Bible tells us in Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. You'll never hear the modern gospelites preach the law of God. What they're taught to say is it's a thing of the past, not knowing that the Old Testament and the New Testament, it's part one and part two. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament, and make distinction before you get confused as to what ceremonial law is and what moral law is, because Jesus never abrogated the moral law of God. As a matter of fact, he used it as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. Read Mark 10:16. Read Galatians 3:24 as well. Now again, going on, friends, I want to hit a couple things before I play this video for you, because what bothers me about guys like Tim Tebow and others, what they do is they make the sport the God. They put the sport and themselves up on the platform that God is to be on, right? Instead of that, what do? They put God on the second row as they are standing in front of the Lord. And what they do is they like to turn around and make reference to Jesus every once in a while. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, that when you go over to Jeremiah 11:13, this is going to make some people mad. But again, if I wasn't making you mad, I wasn't doing my job. I'm going to do my job because a faithful witness delivers souls. Compromisers don't do that. When you look at Jeremiah 11:13, okay, what does it tell us? It tells us, for according to the number of thy cities were thy gods. In every city in America, what do you see? You see cities filled with their gods, their favorite sports heroes. Matter of fact, they put up their sport mascots as animals, the very things that the Lord told you to denounce and to have nothing to do with. When the Lord said, as the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me, guess what he meant, friends? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. But they don't quite understand that in this country. Matter of fact, I can prove the point right now. Can you imagine 70 to 80 to 90,000 people in every city on any given Sunday in this country? Can I ask you, are they at the Capitol in obedience to God and protesting corruption in their local governments? Or are they out there sitting in a stadium watching their favorite sports heroes play on a field concerning the score that they're probably going to forget within the next two or three days? Who are they serving, friends? Where are they spending their money? Where are they spending their time? I can tell you right now, that's who these people serve. But when you look at the people that are on the field and they make reference to Jesus every once in a while, it should be as offensive to you as the modern gospel is to me. And why do I say that? Because it gives the message that you can go ahead and live your own life and then add Jesus to, you know, put Jesus on your jersey and walk around and tell everybody this is how you go to heaven, when Scripture tells us that the opposite is true in so many different ways. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go show you something really quick, how America, your new God is sports. And this coincides with exactly what we're talking about. And then we're going to get to the issue of rapture, which is unscriptural, in just a couple of minutes. Are you ready for this? You'll hear the audio as much as those on social media platforms will see the video, okay? Check this out. Just think with me for a moment, if you would. Picture this with me. Just think about 40,000 people getting together to protest crimes against we the people and the laws of our constitutional republic at the state capitol. Do you realize that we could stop the crimes against we the people in 1 week? That is, when the people say that enough is enough. How is it that the American people have evolved into finding within themselves that it is normal to strip themselves of their clothes, paint themselves half purple and half yellow, put horns on their head, and then present themselves as absolute fools for the world to see, while screaming to the point of losing their voice along with any dignity that they may have had left? And all of this, friends, over a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. Or what of a little golf ball? Or what of a baseball? A soccer ball? A little plastic puck? Or what of a volleyball? Or what of this one, friends? Cars driving in a big circle over 500 times. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break here, friends, but what I'm showing you here, isn't it interesting how people get excited over their favorite sports heroes? But if I preach in such a fashion against the sins towards God, for some reason or another, I'm a fundamentalist and extremist. Well, then I guess that's exactly what I am. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News. Winfield, Alabama is bearing the brunt of a heavy storm, leaving damage across parts of the state. Winfield Mayor Randy Price says he's grateful for neighboring communities stepping up to contribute to the recovery.
Fed had already sent their fire department up. We had sent their fire department. We had the soldiers at police sent a couple of police officers in right off the bat, and we had calls from Havel, Mayor Havel, Mayor Heichelberg, you know, Hamilton. All of those reached out to us early on, I mean, within minutes after the storm hit, and offering help.
He says he's surprised that despite all the damage, no death or injuries are being reported. A new report says the median home price sales rose over the last year to a new all-time high. Redfin reporting the price jumped by 14.6% to a record high of just over $360,000 during the four-week period ending December 26th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1-866-582-9933. I was just contemplating during the break, friends, how many people out there that live in such a fashion that call themselves Christians. It's interesting how they say that, you know, guys like me, man, they're fundamentalists, they're extremists. Well, we're called to hold to the Word of God. We're not to be double-minded, because the Bible says a double-minded man, he'll receive nothing of the Lord. James 1. The Bible tells us we're supposed to hold firm, or to be steadfast. That means fixed in direction, or to be immovable. Well, the way to do that is to put your feet upon the rock. And yet, for all the times that I hear people say, well, I don't agree with that, it's not me giving you my opinion. It's me pointing my finger to the Word of God and saying, listen, this is you and your compromises. And if you think your compromises are going to be overseen on Judgment Day, you better wake up and smell the coffee. For serious. A little leaven at the whole lump. That example is given unto us over and over and over again. And the fact of the matter is, if we have our eyes fixed on something outside of, our hearts fixed on something before the living God, remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. No man comes to the Father but by me. He also said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7:14. So if there's something that stands before you in Him, the whole show and the whole purpose of the show today is to show you that we need to get away from this modern American version of the gospel that has been set in place by the hippies of the 60s that are in the pulpits today. Put that up against John 10:12. And I'm starting this whole narrative, friends, in this conversation that we're having right now concerning a post by Salon, who basically took a shot at me and Tim Tebow. And I highlighted a post from Tim Tebow talking about the rapture and just trying to explain the fact that Tim Tebow is preaching a modern gospel It's a crossless gospel message. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. When you read their readings, it's based on what? The modern gospel, where you find that they're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. They don't understand the power of God unto salvation. They have their little Jesus 316 on their forehead or on their arm, or their little Jesus t-shirt on. And somehow or another, by them wearing that shirt or that little scripture on their bodies, it's going to get them to heaven somehow or another. And it's interesting that they're wearing these t-shirts or these little marks on their bodies as they're, what are they doing? They're playing up to the people as idols to the people, which stands in the way of that straight and narrow, which leads to heaven. And this is all I'm trying to highlight. And I'm not beating up on Tim Tebow. I'm just showing you the errors of the likes of a Tim Tebow. I just showed you that America, your new God is sports. This has been going on for a long time in this country. And Jeremiah 11:13 condemns the worship that the American people put on. Instead of going and protesting government for their crimes against we the people that is responsible for how much crime towards God and mankind, what do? They excuse themselves and they go pay $100 for a ticket to go watch their favorite football star on the field, right? With his tights on, fighting over a pig ball, and they're going to sooner or later forget the score to the game, and it'll probably take 2 to 3 days. Which one makes sense, friends? Which one is idolatry? And by the way, idolatry is the oldest sin in the book. I remember when I was on Christian radio here in Minnesota. And while I was doing Christian radio, we would do the Minnesota State Fair. We'd have 200 people just instantly when we get on the microphone because we were hitting real issues. Well, the professors in Minnesota didn't like that in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, they even said at times, Bradley, you're just, you know, you're too aggressive. Well, you're not aggressive enough. As a matter of fact, if you look at Scripture, 2 Corinthians 7:10-11, it tells us that will be the fruit of someone that is truly repented. And I live unto him because, again, what he did for me, and out of gratitude, I want him to be glorified by what it is that he's empowered me to do here in this world by the Holy Ghost. What about you? Well, they don't understand that language. Why? Because they're not born of the Spirit of God. You know, and if you go to 1 John 4, which I'm going to go over there right now because this comes to my aid, it's exactly what comes to my mind when I think of what I see more than I don't. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's Christianity. What's the next verse? But they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Isn't it interesting concerning the modern gospel? I could go into any church in America, almost. There's still some good ones out there. Believe me, there are. Far and few between, though they are. It's interesting, I could go into any church in America, and I could ask them about the scores of their favorite football players, baseball players, their favorite boxers, their favorite hockey players, whatever the case is, scores, the stars, the names, so on and so forth, and they could fill my ear with all the knowledge that they have. And when it comes to the Word of God, they can't recite one scripture, yet Jesus said, study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does that show you? It shows you exactly who they serve, and it shows you exactly where their hearts are at. And the Lord condemns this at every given step. But let me go back to this because what I want to highlight really quick, isn't it interesting, fundamental extremists such as myself that preach out against sin somehow or another is denounced by the same people that are in those arenas that call themselves Christians, that dress, well, half naked, you know, they're half yellow, half purple here in the state of Minnesota, and somehow that's normal, but what I'm doing is extremism? Here, I want to give you a little example of that, of the hypocrisy that we're seeing in this country, because I guarantee you that 80% of those people in any given stadium are those that call themselves professed Christians, and I'm here to tell you, friends, it's a lack of Christianity. But let's put up what I just said to what you see in any given stadium. Listen to the way the announcers announce the games play-by-play. Check this out. This is normal. I guess this is normal somehow. Look at how excited people get. Isn't it crazy? What a game. Yeah. Getting millions. $1 million to play with a leather ball to shoot it into a hoop. Millions of dollars, but yet our military men are getting paid what? $30,000 to protect us? Isn't it interesting how excited people are over this basketball game you may be viewing on social media platforms even now? Have you considered that 3,000 to 4,000 babies were murdered in the womb the same day that all of those professed Christians were rejoicing over concerning that game that they watched? See, it's priority, and it shows you where your heart is it not? And by the way, I'm premising this conversation on what we see from the likes of a Tim Tebow. And again, I'm not smacking him down. I'm just saying what he's preaching is a modern gospel. I got to keep moving here. Check this out.
Yeah, baby!
This is normal somehow.
Yeah, baby! My kids never had noise!
Yeah. They sound like a bunch of absolute fools. Did you know, America, that your sworn enemies are attacking you while you are entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms? Your enemies have stated that America's God is now their sports. And just think to yourself that you have been desensitized into believing that there's something wrong with them that are fighting for your freedoms. Just think about what I'm saying. America has been so stupefied to believe that the preacher is too radical when preaching out against them that murder innocent babies in their womb? That sounds pretty radical to me. But not the sports commentators that act like hoodlums on a double shot of caffeine when the game is going in the direction that they would have to go. Friends, is it too radical to preach out against them that advocate crimes against nature? Homosexuality? Or what if this? To preach out against crime and corruption within our government. This is the whole purpose of the church, friends. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when this goes, all goes. After all, it is the church's job to preach out against the darkness. And what does the light do? The light reproves the darkness. This is the church's job. So, Protestants, the reason that America is where America is today, because the professed church is no longer proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to a repentant nation. I mean to say, why would America repent when it is the church that is entertaining themselves out of their liberties? You know, it's crazy. Churches today, friends, will have Super Bowl parties. They'll put down Christ. And they'll have Super Bowl parties. I kid you negative. And somehow or another, that's totally acceptable. But to preach Christ crucified, oh, that's extremism. Nope. That's called selling yourself short of salvation because you're doing it to yourself and this willfully. You know, isn't it interesting as well? I just noticed someone on social media platforms. You know, it's interesting. You don't see people getting excited about the Lord like that. No, you do, but it's inside of the building. You never see him act that way outside of the building. It's always inside of the building because what they've done is they've compartmentalized their mentality and their mindset that I can act this way here, not realizing that they're called to be equipped in the barracks called the church, and they are called to go out and seek and save that which is lost. That's a thing of the past. That's out of mind and out of sight to these people. But it's interesting how they'll act that way when they go and watch their favorite football team, isn't it? It really, truly is. And honestly, friends, you cannot excuse this sort of behavior. I want you to keep in mind what I just said a couple minutes ago. While this is going on, somehow or another, this is normal coming from these commentators. Okay, screaming and yelling over their favorite teams, regardless of what sport it may be. But to preach against sin and glorifying Christ, no, that's a thing that's not to be accepted. And guess who's rejecting it more than the heathen are? The Pharisees inside of the church. But guess who's out there praising their favorite sports heroes on those fields? I guarantee you 80% of them are professed Christians. And I'm here to tell you, for those that have deceived yourself into believing that you're going to heaven, I'm here to tell you it's just not true. You better read your Bibles. And this is a reason why you should repent. One of the things that Tim Tebow said is he's getting ready for, the rapture. He said, God is preparing the people for the rapture. He said, I don't know when it's going to take place, but I do believe it could be soon. Can somebody call me up and tell me where that is in Scripture? Please, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, folks, I just want everybody to understand, I'll get emails after this. I'll get posts after this, people taking shots at me. That's all I'm doing is telling you to tell me where in Scripture can you show me where we're going to be raptured from responsibility. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Here, let me give you a real quick example of what I'm talking about. And I've given so many different versions in different ways of different experiences that I had, but it seems to always come back to the same generation. So I'm doing an in-studio meeting in Colorado. And during the time that I'm there, there was a meet and greet that was set up, which was cool. And during the time that I spoke, everything was good, and then someone asked a question, and it just happened to be an older gentleman, about 70 years old. And what he did is he started talking about, and I wasn't even talking about any of what I'm talking about right now, and he just started talking about, you know, Bradley, there's nothing we can do, we're done, and he goes on and just offers nothing but hopelessness, which is not the gospel of Jesus Christ in any sense of the word. And I'm telling you what, my spirit just rose up instantaneously, and I said, well, first of all, let me tell you this, Matthew 24:36 tells us what? It tells us that the Son himself, here, let me give it to you. But the day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Is that what Scripture says? Yep, his face is beet red. Then I go on and I go over to that of John 17, 15. And guess what John 17:15 says? Because he's talking about the rapture, right? They want to be raptured from responsibility. Keep in mind, this is the responsible party that has brought the younger generation to the point that we are today, because they've done nothing but worship a God that has served their sin that does not exist. It's the second commandment in Exodus 20. These are the ones that did nothing but pray and did absolutely nothing, not understand that faith without works is dead. These are the ones that sit back and make excuses for the way things are rather than taking responsibility in righting the wrongs. That is a lack of Christianity, my friends. But I went on to say to this older gentleman, John 17:15 tells us what I said. I said, it says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. So when you're talking about getting pulled out of here when the war begins, you can't show me that scripturally, because Jesus didn't say, let's rapture them from responsibility. The Lord said, no, I pray that you shouldn't take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Empower them to overcome the evil one. That's what scripture tells me. And when you look at the, hey folks, what did Moses and the children of Israel have to do? They had a fight and they had to dispossess the enemies, didn't they? What about Joshua? Hey friends, what about Abraham and Jacob? What about the patriarchs found in the Bible? What about the book of Judges? How did that all work out? Let's go back to Joshua for a moment. Did the Lord tell him to keep his commandments and his judgments and his statutes to dispossess the enemies? Why, yes, he did. And then when he said, when you possess your land, he said, I want you to do the same thing when you possess the land. See, the hippies of the day, the burnt hippies that sicken me to the core, these are the ones giving you a false gospel. These are the ones that are preaching a false grace, and they are the ones preaching a false love, which does not exist in any sense of the word. So, going back to my time with this guy that was offering hopelessness, it was interesting because when I started to use scripture to tear down his little idol that he was trying to create, all of a sudden he started to agree with my take on the word. And I said, I'm not here to look for you to agree with me. I'm here to point you to the word that you might agree with Christ into the saving of your soul. That's what I'm here for. Okay? And mom comes over, she's crying because someone offered hope, and she comes over and talks about how she's so glad that someone's actually preaching hope. Hey folks, if they're not preaching hope, they're not preaching the love of God. And if all of those that are watching me on social media platforms, if you tend to agree with what I'm saying, go ahead and get your favorite gloom and doom preacher and get him on the radio with me for 5 minutes, because it won't even take that long to basically pull the rug that you think he's standing on, because it's unscriptural every step of the way. And I got to tell you, friends, over and over and over and over again, since I've been in the church the last 23 years, it's always that generation that talks about the rapture. It's that generation. They lived in their prosperity. They disobeyed the Lord at every given step. Every opportunity that was given to them to disobey, they have done it. They've capitulated in the day of war. Matter of fact, just this last week, I was sitting with some people, friends, and we were talking about what's going on and the illegalities of this whole pandemic. And one guy was starting to be encouraged by the things that we were sharing with him. And I looked at him and I said, I'll tell you this right now. If you don't take it to them and set a lawful precedent, they're going to end up doing it to somebody else. See, this is the church's job, right? That's what King David was set forth to do. He was called to dispossess what? The unrighteous before the righteous, those that are born of the Spirit of God. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4. And I started to encourage him to take it to the enemy. Don't sit there and wait for him to attack you again. And all of a sudden, an aged man, a 70-year-old man that's been a preacher, he calls himself, for decades, says to him, just trust God, just trust God, just trust God. And I looked over at him, and I'm sure my face was red, but I looked over at the man that I was encouraging to take it to the enemy, and I said, if you don't do it, he's going to attack somebody else. And I said, but you know what? Yes, trust God. with all of your heart. But because you trust God, you're going to do all that you can do, and you're going to leave the results up to Him. It's called a work of faith and a labor of love, because faith without works is dead. And it just instantly jacked me up. Youth talk for made me mad, because those people, they sit there and they try to continuously pull the teeth out of the line of the tribe of Judah when it comes to our message. And I'm telling you what, they can try all they want, but they're going to reap the curse unto themselves. I just don't want it to fall to me and my generation. That's why we are holding to the lion of the tribe of Judah. But let me go to this really quick for the sake of time. This is a Christian apologist. He nails it. It's very short, and it basically calls out the rapture for what it is. It's false doctrine, okay? And keep in mind who's promoting this message. It's no more than the hippies, friends. It's always the hippies promoting this message, and it is a unbiblical message. So let's go ahead and check this guy out and see what he has to say.
I think Christians should believe in the rapture because it's not a biblical doctrine.
Thank you.
This is a doctrine that was invented in the 19th century by James Darby in Ireland. And when we were on our Irish speaking tour a couple years ago, we actually visited and spent a few nights at Powers Court, where Darby used to hold his Bible studies with the rich and the noble there. And the rapture doctrine was developed. But it is not a doctrine that is affirmed historically by any of the great confessions of the Christian church, Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant. It's based upon a misinterpretation of certain New Testament passages where Paul talks about how the Lord will return and we who are believers will be gathered to meet Him in the air. Now, the question is, when does this occur? Darby thought that this was a sort of secret return of Christ prior to the second coming of Christ on the judgment day. But there's absolutely no New Testament reason for separating this event from the second coming of Christ. When you read Jesus' Olivet Discourse in Mark 13 and you read Paul's teaching in light of that, it seems quite clear to me, at least, that Christ will return at the end of human history. This will be His second coming. His first was the one that ended with His crucifixion and resurrection. That was His first coming. His second coming will be when He comes on the day of the Lord for judging the world and determining people's final state. So when Christ returns on the judgment day, He will bring with Him the souls of the departed saints, and then those who are alive at the time of His return will be gathered to meet them in the air and accompany the Lord then to the earth for the final judgment. And so it seems to me that it is illusory to invent this secret preemptory return of Jesus prior to His second coming.
Yeah, folks, here's the bottom line. They do not have the Spirit of Christ. This is all based on humanism, and it's exactly where they're at. So going back to Tim Tebow, again, not backhanding him, he may need to pick up that Bible again and reread it, because he's preaching a false gospel right now, and it's not a good one, okay? Leonard Ravenhill, in ending, said, "Today's church just wants to be raptured from responsibility." That's exactly right. And the only reason they want to be raptured from responsibility is because they're not saved. Because to he who's been forgiven much, he loves much. And I can tell you, the one that loves the Lord much, I can tell you how much he loves him by what he does. That's why we always say 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this our hearts are assured before him. Let's get this right, friends. Let's say sound in doctrine. Sound in doctrine. We'll talk to you in 23.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens.
Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.